أكبر لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل بحملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وعنا معهم اللهم آمين إن جنبه الله سبحانه وتعالى The most compassionate, the most merciful, all the praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Today's khutbah will be under the title of Be careful of your friends. كن حذراً من أصدقائك. Who your friends are. من هم أصدقائك. And actually, I'm not addressing the youth now. And I'm not addressing the kids. And in my talk, I'm not telling the parents how to take care of their kids. Who to have as friends. موضوع خطبتنا يا أحبة لا أخاطب به الشباب ولا صغار السن ولا أخاطب الآباء والأمهات بالطريقة اللي هي معروفة جدا عندنا احرص على من يصاحب أبناء أو من يصاحب أبنائك. This is not my point. My point, I'm addressing myself and my age and I'm addressing the parents now. I'm addressing the adults. I'm addressing the fathers and the mothers. Who your friends are. Let's go with a quick journey through the Quran Kareem. Just in one paragraph, Surah Al-Furqan, to see what I'm talking about. موضوع الصديق والصداقة والزمالة. ما وزنها؟ ما قيمتها وكيف ينظر القرآن إليها؟ What kind of weight for the friendship from one of the angles, زاوية من الزوايا, that many people do not pay attention to. كثير من الناس لا يلقون لها بالا. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. I will give a quick translation for these verses. Then our topic will be about the reason for revelation of these verses. To talk about how dangerous the concept of who my friends are. تفسير الآيات, a very quick, simple translation. Be aware in the day of judgment, or be aware of when the wrongdoer will be biting his nails in regrets. يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدِهِ, which means نَدَمًا. The wrongdoer will bite his nails. It's like a metaphorical image, it's a rhetorical usage to give you the impression of regret and say, ah, oh my God, like, ah, oh, you see, I will be biting myself. It's a metaphor. It's a rhetorical usage. يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا. I wish if I had taken the path of the messenger. يا لا ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا. I wish if I had never taken so and so person as a close friend. لقد أضلني عن الذكر. He has pushed me away. I went astray out of the straight path because of him. وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. Verily, indeed, the Satan has always been an enemy for the humankind of humans. But this is the quick translation of the verses, and I repeat, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. When we go to the Mufassirin about the narration about the story, we have a lot of details in the narrations. I will sum up them in one of the narrations to give just the core point of the idea. عدة روايات وتفصيلات عديدة جدا في سبب النزول. One of the narrations, and I will give just the part that I need because there are a lot of details in the narrations. Two persons, please memorize them, put them in your minds. عقبة بن أبي معيط وأبي بن خلف. عقبة بن أبي معيط وأبي بن خلف. Both of them, they were from the mushrikeen of Mecca, from the associators, from the non-believers who used to fight Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca. They were two close friends, and they are the subject of our verses. Two close friends. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt had some kind of a custom which was very widely well known in the Arabia at that time. Whenever he travels, when he comes back to Mecca, he used to make like a walima, okay? And it's a big invitation for the people around him when he comes back from his traveling. فعقبة وأبي كانا صديقين حميمين وموضوع وهما موضوع الآيات التي قرأت. كان لعقبة عادة أنه كلما سافر خارج مكة إذا عاد من السفر أولم عمل عزومة على الغداء ودعا إليها نفرا عديدا من الناس. He used to invite a lot of people to this. One of those whom he decided to invite at that time, it was Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in Mecca. So Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم came as one of those who were invited. فكان ممن دعا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فجلس النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الدعوة، وقبل أن يأكل أراد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يستثمر هذا الحدث لصالح الدعوة. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he replied, he accepted the invitation. Now before he starts having the food, he said, O Uqba, by Allah, I will not touch your food until you witness that there is no God but Allah, Muhammad is his messenger. قال يا عقبة لا أذوق لك الطعام حتى تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. Now عقبة, we have two possibilities. Maybe it was truly, genuinely, he decided to embrace Islam and he did it. And there is another possibility, he did it out of being shy, because in the Arab customs at time, it's a big shame basically to dishonor the request of your guests if he asks you for something. It's a huge problem. Big issue. He said, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, Muhammad is his messenger. Just to satisfy Prophet Muhammad. Now, we have the two possibilities. Some narrations said that he did it truly. Some narrations said he did it hypocritically, just to keep the custom, so as not to make like a big ethical mistake in the Arabic custom. Okay? Regardless, he said it. بين روايتين أنه قالها خجلا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبين أنه قالها صادقا وأرادها. المهم أنه قالها, قال أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. فأكل النبي بعدها. The Prophet Muhammad, he took the food, he ate the food and he left. He was happy. Now, up to this point, everything is normal. Nothing strange. حتى هذه اللحظة ليس هناك شيء غريب في القصة. Look now to the true friendship. الصداقة الحقيقية now. Who is his friend? Ubay ibn Khalaf. The second person of our story. This is Uqba. He did what he did. Now, Ubay ibn Khalaf was outside Mecca when this happened. صديقه كان خارج مكة حينما حصل هذا الحدث. جاء فسمع بالخبر. He heard that his close friend Uqba did what? Did commit kufr. Kufr in what? In the region of the mushrikeen. كفر وصبا بدين الآلهة of Quraysh. Immediately he went to him. قال أصحيح ما سمعت أصبأت عن ديني أبائك. Hey, is it true what I have heard? Have you committed kufr? Have you forsaken? Have you left your religion? He said no, don't worry. You know, it was very embarrassing for me. I had to do it just to keep everything calm. So still we don't know whether he was shy from his friend as well or his other. He said, no, don't worry. Tell us. It's just I said it superficially. I did not mean it. Up to this moment, a close friend should accept this from his friend. Yeah, I'm telling you, I did not say it genuinely from the bottom of my heart. I was just pretending just to let him eat. فأكد له قال أصبأت عن ديني أبائك قال لا أبدا لكني خجلت واستحييت ألا يأكل من طعامي فأخرج أمام العرب ولم أقصدها حتى هذه اللحظة ينبغي من هذا من أبي بن خلف أن يمرر الأمر وتنتهي القصة خلاص. Look now what the close friend did. He said يا عقبة وجهي من وجهك حرام بيتي عليك حرام وبيتك علي حرام طعامك علي حرام وطعامي عليك حرام حتى تأتي محمدا وتكفر بإلهه وتبصق في وجهه. He said, look, hey, I will not let you escape with it. I don't accept it. He said, now I will give you like an Arabic rhetorical expressions have a special meanings. Literally, he said, my face is prohibited from your face, which means it's like an Arabic expression that I will not speak with you. It will be prohibited from my face to face your face, which means I will boycott you. I will not speak with you. قال, your food is prohibited for me. My food is prohibited for you. Your house is prohibited for me. Which means I will not visit you. I will not speak with you. I will not touch your food. Which means I will destroy any kind of ties between you and me. قال وجهي وجهك طعامك قال until you go and declare the kufr in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and you spit in his face. And otherwise, no. I will not accept you as a close friend. Now, unfortunately, the narrations, they say, he went and he did it. He went and he declared his kufr and he spit at the side of Prophet Muhammad, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow the spit to touch Prophet Muhammad. It came back to his face, he himself. He did it like this, and it came back to his face by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he did what his close friend asked him to do. قال فتقول الروايات أنه ذهب وفعل لكنه لم يمكن من أن تصل البصرة إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لكنها رجعت إلى وجهه لذلك المجرم. Now the story is finished. Allah سبحانه وتعالى revealed the verses that I just gave you. ويوم Allah is telling us what this person's position in the day of judgment will be according to what he did under the pressure of what? His close friend. Actually, if he did it genuinely, and for whatever reason, his friend did not push him simply everything, maybe he will be from the great Sahaba. But he came. No, if you don't do it, unless you did it, if you don't do it, you did it. And he accepted it, and he decided to satisfy his close friend rather than satisfy his Lord who created him. فهذا فنزل قول الله تعالى طبعا بمعنى هنا موطن الشاهد يا أحبة أثر الصديق على صديقه. How dangerous it is sometimes your close friend could be. He kept on بقي يضغط عليه حتى أجبره بترك الدين والخروج منه. إذا إن كان على احتمال أنه كان صادقاً. Then Allah سبحانه وتعالى revealed ويوم يعد الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتا ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. Now let's listen to the verses again after having the story which because of it the verses they were revealed. Be aware when the wrongdoer will be biting his nails in regrets and he will say, I wish if I took the path of the messenger. And by the way, this is like a general text, which means which is applicable on every single person. His situation looks like this one in Islamic. We say in Islamic, al-ibra bi'umum al-lafzi la bi-khusus al-sabab, which means sometimes Allah, for the sake out of His wisdom, He reveals connecting the verses with specific occasions. But the meaning is applicable on every single other occasion up to the Day of Judgment, which is similar to this one. That's why العبرة بعموم اللفظ بمعنى هذا ينطبق على كل صديق مع صديقه وكل زميل مع إلى يوم القيامة. He will be biting the bit. I wish if I followed the path of the messenger. I wish if I had never followed the footsteps of my close friend. ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا. The خليل is the very, very close friend. But this close friend, he was the direct reason to guarantee Jahannam for his close friend. Here comes our, let's say, message for today's khutbah. Respected brothers, as I told you, I'm not addressing youth now. I'm not addressing our kids. I'm addressing myself, yourself. I'm talking with the parents now. I'm talking with the adults now. Have we paid attention who our friends are? Really? In at least هل نتنبه من هم أصدقاؤنا من الذين نجلس معهم من هم أقرب الناس لنا. Is your friend the person who reminds you with the prayer or he reminds you with the latest movie clip? So two different categories. Is your group or at least in our language in Jordan we say shille, okay, your shille, your specific close group. Are they from those people who remind you with good things or bad things? Latest joke about women? Latest story of their stories with girls? Or latest movie film? Or latest nice smoking cigarettes or whatever? Or having the shisha or the hookah or whatever? Okay, hey, okay, well, we'll have our dinner today. No problem, okay. Do we have nice girls with us or just a plain today? Okay, is my friend from this category or from the other category? When I miss the Fajr prayer, he is the first person to call me in a very nice, is there anything wrong with you? Alhamdulillah, I hope you are okay, doing well, khalas. Maybe I'm a weak person. Maybe I'm under a fitna for some reason. Maybe I'm about really to leave the prayer. So my friend, the close friend, he is the one who will be the most important element in saving me. So please, let's do our best how to choose our close friends. Our close friends could be either or, by the way. Either. The main reason to be bi'ithnillah, to obtain the Jannah, or the other way around, like this one. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيفوز المستغفرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. To confirm this meaning, respected sisters and brothers, لتأكيد هذا المعنى, I will bring into your mind very famous hadith. I believe maybe 90% of Muslims on earth know this hadith. سأتي بحديث لتثبيت هذا المعنى. But many people, they do not pay attention to a specific point in this hadith. It's a very famous hadith. It's called Hadith Qatil al-99 Nafs. It is the hadith of the person who killed 99 persons. Very famous. It's a hadith sahih, authentic, sound hadith. nearly, especially in the Arab area, maybe 99% of the people, they know this hadith. We use this hadith mainly to talk about repentance, tawbah. معظمنا يستخدم هذا الحديث الحديث عن التوبة. Let's come with a quick deep journey to hidden meaning in this hadith. The hadith basically يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان رجلا في من كان قبلكم قد قتل 99 نفسا فأراد أن يتوب فدل على عابد فذهب إليه فقال هل لي من توبة؟ قال لا ليس لك بتوبة أنت مجرم. قال فقتله فأتم به 100. It is said from the people before you, from the believers, maybe from the people of Israel, when you know, when they were following the true path, and they were the believers in their time, a person who has killed 99 persons, he decided to repent. Okay, he said, how can I repent? He was given like an indication, who was advised to go to a abid, a worshiper, but he has no knowledge, not a scholar. Okay, abid, but he's a alim. He was advised to go to someone who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went to him. Okay, dear Shaykh, can I repent? He said, no, you're a criminal, you have killed 99. He became angry, he killed him, and he became a murderer of 100. Then he decided to repent again. قَالْ ثُمَّ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَتُوبَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى قَالْ فَدُلَّ عَلَى عَالِمٍ. He was advised to go to a scholar, a one who knows, he has the knowledge of the religion. He said, yes, definitely. قال نعم لك توبة ولكنك. الآن انتبه يا أخي الكريم. قال ولكنك تعيش في أرض سوء. اذهب إلى المكان الفلاني فإن فيها قوما صالحين. فذهب وفي الطريق وفته المنية فاختصمت فيه ملائكة الرحمة وملائكة العذاب. جاءنا تائبا قالوا هذا مجرم. خلاصة القصة في روايتين الله سبحانه وتعالى بعث ملكا ليحكم بينهم فكان أقرب إلى الأرض التي كان ذاهبا للتوبة فيها فقبلت توبته. Now basically the story says he went to the scholar, he asked him can I repent? Yes definitely. Who can stop you? Of course you can repent, but look to the advice now. Open like a two brackets now, highlight. He said definitely you can repent, but you are living in a place where you have a wicked, bad people around you. If you want to really to have a true, genuine tawbah, go to such and such a place, to another area. قال فإن فيها قوما صالحين. Because the people who live in that area that I'm advising you to go to go there, the people there, they are righteous, pious, good people, which means what? They will be, they are surrounding you, your friends who will help you to apply the true tawbah, to confirm the tawbah. While he was going there, he passed away. Then the angels of punishment and the angels of mercy, they said, okay, he's a criminal, no, he came to repent, but he did not do anything yet. To make it in short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent like an angel, it's like a story for us, just to make the meanings in a symbolic, in a simple way. He said, try to measure the distance between the land that he left and the land that he was going to. And it was closer and at the end, which means the idea, the intention. Because of his intention, he was accepted. My core point of the story is what? What did the scholar say to the person who wanted to repent? He said, اذهب إلى أرض فلان فإن فيها قوما صالحين. He said, أنت تعيش في أرض سوء. Look, compare between this. You are living in a bad place. The surroundings, basically bad people. Go and live there. Because basically when I want to repent, it's not just a theoretical, philosophical thing. I want to repent from what, for example? Imagine that I'm drinking alcohol. I'm having drugs. Okay? I'm doing bad, filthy, dirty things. I'm stealing, for example. Okay? I'm part of a gang. I'm attacking the people. I'm blah, blah, blah. Okay. Physical things. If everyone around me is supporting me and encouraging me, how will I repent? If it's still my group, they are, it's not just supporting me. If I decided to stop, you say, hey, check in. Are you afraid? Not anymore? You don't want to be the guy? Sure, you became a nice, okay, Mr. Nice. Hello, Mr. Nice. They will make fun of you. You maybe you say, no, I want to go back to my original status. This happens, in reality, this happens. Close friends, they are the main reason to destroy you, or the main reason. اذهب إلى أرضي الفلاني فإن فيها قوما صالحين. So let's please, I'm addressing the adults now, addressing the parents, not just the kids. Sometimes maybe the families of your friends, they are taking you to the Jahannam. Please, let's review who my friends are. خلاصة الأمر يا أحبة للكبار للأباء للأمهات الرجاء دعونا نعيد النظر من هم المقربون منا من نصادق مع من نجلس مع من نحب حتى يكون أولئك الذين نحب سببا بإذن الله نعينهم ويعينون على الخير بدل أن تكون الأخرى. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا واهدنا واهد بنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا نبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء عبيدك أبناء إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاءك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم والدينا والد والدينا وأصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا رب العالمين. اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا في هداية من حولنا يا الله. اللهم ازي خير الجزاء من كان السبب في هدايتنا وازي خير الجزاء من علمنا وازي آباءنا وأمهاتنا الأحياء منهم خير الجزاء والأموات منهم. اللهم ارفع من درجاتهم يا الله واجعلهم في عليين من أهل الفردوس. اللهم آمين واغفر لنا وتجاوز عنا آمين آمين وأنت يا أخي أقم الصلاة.